What we witnessed in Los Angeles this past weekend was nothing short of a masterclass in speed, in precision, pure South African dominance. Now, the Blitzbok, well, they stormed the pitch with fire in their veins. I think it was electrifying. I mean, the stadium was, it was breathtaking. The kind of play that they put out there, unbelievable, cementing their place at the top of the global stage. A flawless, undefeated run. We'll explain in a second why I say flawless and undefeated. It was a commanding 19-5 win over Spain in the final. And at the heart of this glorious campaign, now the man with the blueprint, the strategist, the driving force behind the Blitzbok is brilliance. And welcome once again to MSW, Coach Philip Snyman. Philip, thank you so much for your time. Good evening.
All right, yeah, thank you very much. Always good to chat to you, and thank you for the kind introduction. Yeah, I really appreciate it, and thank you for support. One happy coach on this side.
Oh, man, every time we catch you on the show, you're a happy coach, which means you've got a happy bunch of players doing happy things. But what a moment. Has it sunk in?
Yeah, to be honest, not really. I think we arrived back, and this morning we had a management meeting, and then actually came to realize it's not only just another tournament, it was actually to win the title at the end of the season, and we brought back the world champions trophy. So yeah, I think slowly but surely we're getting there, and like I said, after up and down season, to finish on a high like this, yeah, it's a cherry on cake, and it just shows what the boys can do if we really stuck to it, and if everybody know their roles and understand it. And yeah, so I'm really happy. The guys really performed really well.
Yeah, just to go back to that point, I mean, you've talked about some good parts and some very bad parts of the season. What would you say, though, because I always like to look at the positives, what would you say have been those good parts?
Yes, to be honest, if you go back over the last 10 months, we've played in 9 tournaments, the qualifiers for the Olympics, then the Olympic Games, and then the series. And out of those 9 tournaments, we managed to play in 6 semifinals, and we won 3 of those, and we won a home tournament in Cape Town. But obviously one or two tournaments that we didn't perform as we would have liked. And I think we said to ourselves, listen, let's be consistent. Let's go out there and play the way we can. Everybody focus on themselves. And at the end of the day, we focus on our game plan and not on our opponents. And I think that was the beauty. Everybody stayed in the moment. We enjoy each other's company. And yeah, everybody played their hearts out. And there was a lot of heart and effort and attitude in that Springbok Sevens jersey. And that's what we stand for. So I think everything came together in this last tournament.
I did mention as well, Philip, that you guys kind of led this undefeated campaign. I mean, what is at the core strategy behind this triumph? You play against France, you play against Great Britain, Argentina, you outscore New Zealand in the semifinals 26-5, you know, putting in 4 tries and so on. What is at the core and the center of the strategy?
Yes, I think that the big thing for us, we always know, listen, we can be dangerous with ball in hand, but throughout the season, sometimes we struggle to get ball in hand because we're not the biggest of teams. So we put a lot of emphasis on our defense and to create pressure points in defense, to make turnovers, to get more ball in hand. And that I think was key for us. And if you look at that, especially I think the standout game for me is the game against New Zealand and the game against Argies. Where we're in their faces, we create pressure points, the guys defend it like their lives depend on it, and then we created turnovers, and then we put the points on the board. So I think the defense, the one thing for me that really stand out, and we've been working hard on it. And for a smaller team like ourselves, I mean, if you stand next to New Zealand in the tunnel, they're twice our size, but on that field, we outmuscled them, and yeah, the guys really showed what Springbok Sevens is all about.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you very, very well talking about the guys sort of outmuscling or outsizing you. Were there any other unexpected challenges, though, that tested the team's resolve?
Yes, I think throughout the season, obviously, one or two players, injuries always play a big part. Sometimes I won't say lose a player, but we're also part of a bigger SA rugby system, and guys playing for the SA under-20s, that's unavailable. But I think the guys that we took on tour, everybody was capable of doing the job. We had a fantastic team there. And yeah, and I think that the biggest thing for me was that consistency and to get the guys mentally fresh and mentally ready. And I think that was our biggest letdown this season is to go in mentally and to be on the to be mentally strong. And I think everybody played their part. And the one thing for me, I asked them 2 days before the time, let's go off social media, let's go out of the media, and let's just focus on ourselves, because one good game, everybody tells you how good you are, and then sometimes it can go to your head. And also after a bad game, and I said, so if we can keep it in-house, we listen to the right voices, and afterwards we bring in everyone, and then we celebrate. And I think that works for us. So I think that was the biggest challenge, keeping things in-house, and afterwards we celebrate, and then we bring our family and our fans and the friends all together with South Africa, and now we can celebrate it all together.
I think it shows, though, Philip, what you've just said now about social media is massive. There's only one coach. I won't even say what sporting code, I won't say who his name is, that has always adopted the same principle around phones and social media, because that is a massive distraction. So when you ask that of the guys, how do they adapt to it? How do they approach it? Did you find a couple of guys frowning and saying, oh, I can't update my Instagram and so on? Just give me a response to that, because it's unique, because not too many coaches do it.
Yes, I think it can be difficult. I think if you take it in the wrong mindset, and but I actually I called the senior guys in first, and I said, "What do you guys think?" And we actually had the same approach before the Olympic Games, and I told them, "Listen, so sometimes in life, if you want to achieve something, it's always sweet if you sacrifice something." And I think we all came and we said, "Listen, that's the one thing we're going to sacrifice for the weekend. We're going to stay off social media. We're going to stay out of the media." And I told them my story. Over a weekend, I only replied to my boss, which is Dave Vessels, and then I only replied to my wife. I don't even send my mom a text message.
Sure.
And that's how hard I am on myself. And I think the buy-in from the players was great. Everybody agreed, and we said we're going to sacrifice that. And I think it just showed in the end, and now we can celebrate with the cup. And it's so much sweeter to share it with friends and family now.
Sure, I think it takes a lot of discipline, Philip. But, you know, at the end of the day, South Africans get to benefit. South Africans get to enjoy the fruits of that sacrifice, because at the end of the day, it is exactly that. It is sacrifice. I mean, you're playing multiple high-intensity matches, though, in a short span. It is grueling. It takes a lot from the body. I mean, how did you manage the squad as well as the energy levels and at times the rotation?
Yes, I think in this tournament also, I think the first two games for us was quite important. So we know only the top two goes through to the semi-final. So after our first two matches, we've managed to beat France, and then the former Olympic champions. We managed to beat Great Britain, and so we were already through to the semi-finals. And to be honest, it doesn't really matter who you're going to play. And we played both the teams on the other side, Spain and New Zealand, in the semi-finals and finals. And what we said to ourselves, listen, maybe rotate the squad a little bit. And the reason for that was also to keep guys fresh, and not only to keep guys fresh, but to give everybody game time before we hit the semi-finals and finals, to make sure everybody is on par. So we made three or four changes into that last game, last pool match before Argentina. And I knew from the beginning, listen, all 13 players can start. They know exactly what to do. So it's not that you feel the weaker team or anything. It's just different combinations. And they actually went out firing, and they beat Argentina, the world leaders at that time. And I think that helped us quite a bit going into the last day with a guy like Mfundo that haven't played a lot of games, and he got his first start of the season, and he was instrumental in the next day. So I think that helped a lot to keep the guys fresher, but also to keep everybody from the bench that got a start, to get them involved in the game as quickly as possible. So I think a massive squad effort, and even the guys from home, they lift the standards in training, with that competitive excellence in training. So I think all in all, just a massive squad effort from the Springbok Sevens.
Yeah, I mean, not only just being able to play, when you refer to Mfundo Ndlovu, I mean, also getting a try in that final must have been massive for him, joining the likes of Selvin Davids, who managed Ricardo Deki as well. When you find experienced matches, let's say the youngsters, you know, the up and coming, the newcomers as well, the integration period, Philip, just briefly tell me about that, because I just always see within the Sevens format of the game a family. I always just think about, how do they motivate themselves? I mean, how do they have little rituals, something that they do before a game? I don't know. Maybe you can share with us.
Yes, no, definitely. And I think one of our season goals was you always want to get results when you put that Springbok Sevens jersey on. But it's also a big part of our plan for the season is to bleed new players. And we actually got a couple of players that made their debuts. A guy like Junior Capito played one or two tournaments, then he joined the S-Under-20s. Xander Reyners played his first tournament. And today I had a chat to Xander and said, "Coach, I haven't been part of a family like this in any environment. So for me, that's a big positive." And they have their own little things that they're doing. And I think before the New Zealand game, we were actually sitting next to New Zealand. So change rooms on the Seven Circuit. We don't really share a change room, but the change rooms are right next to each other. And it happened that ours and New Zealand are next to each other. Didn't know that we're going to meet each other in the semi-final. And before that match, the guys were singing and dancing and making a lot of noise. And the guys in New Zealand walking past and almost looking into the change rooms, like, what the hell is going on here? And then I know, listen, if this team is happy and they're dancing and they enjoy themselves, and they have smiles on their faces, then I know they have happy hearts, and then they can go out and play that game. So I think that's the special thing that we have in Springbok Sevens, that diversity. Everybody brings something different, but when you put that jersey on, we all have one common goal. And if Sifiso Sweni put on a song that he liked to dance on, everybody jumps in and dance with him, and that brings South Africa together. So for me, that's the beauty of Sevens, and that's the beauty of diversity of this beautiful country.
And champions we are once again, Philip. What lies ahead?
Yeah, next, I think the bigger part of the squad, the senior guys, will get some time off, and then we're prepping with a couple of youngsters and guys that haven't got a lot of game time over the season for the African Cup. We don't need to qualify or do anything. We're just going to get some game time for guys that haven't played a lot. So we will be focusing on that. But for now, I think the guys deserve a they deserve a rest. And also one thing for us was to stay in the moment throughout the weekend. And I told them today, it's also important to stay in the moment when you win. So celebrate this, enjoy it. Otherwise, it's just going to fly by and we're not going to take it in. So for now, we're going to celebrate it. And then in 2 weeks' time, we're going to get back onto the horse, and then we're going to start focusing again.
Oh, man. Sevens World Champions, the Blitzbokke, with Coach Philip Snyman chatting to us all the way from Stellenbosch. Again, like you said last time, put that boerie on the fire, have that beautiful steak, enjoy it. And from all South Africans, we say well done to you, well done to the team, and welcome back home.
Thank you very much. My fire is burning, so I'm going to run out now and see if there's still wood on, and then I'm going to put that steak on. But thank you very much. I really am going to enjoy it.
Oh, love it, man. Welcome back home, Philip
Thank you,
Stamens.
my man.
Thanks so much, man. Always a pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Always a pleasure chatting to the coach, man. Ah, as they would say, you know, the guys would be like, hey, what a boikie, man.